Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. First off, I want to apologize for getting my piano players mixed up in my last comment. I had my two Ryans mixed up, and Ryan McGoffey was the pianist who was putting on the concert that Saturday evening. The concert was well attended, and the free will offering was generous. We still listen to those who are urging us to contact government representatives concerning the Devil's Slide area on US 101 between Eureka and Crescent City. I have written Senator Boxer and was told that it was a state issue and, in so many words, don't bother me with it. So I wrote Representative Huffman and asked him to clear this up, and was there anything being done about it? I also wrote State Representative, I think, McGuire with the same questions. I told both of them that I would share the information they gave me with my listeners on community comment on KINS FM radio. Maybe that will get some results. I hope so. Along those same lines, as I listened to Winston give out the earthquake report in the morning, with all the tremors spread over the North Coast area, especially around Lake Pillsbury, maybe the whole northern part of the state will slide off into the Pacific Ocean. Before I forget, I want to thank John Sapper for starting our week off with several good laughs. I know some folks who get their scratches and itches mixed up, too. Thanks again, John. The almost 40 inches of rain we have received this winter have been a blessing and a curse. The rain will bring the ground level of the water and places like Freshwater Lagoon and other marshy places to a level we haven't seen for many, many years. At the same time, look at all the roads and other areas that are so soaked up that it will take a huge effort by the county and state to get them passable or up to normal standards. The dam down out of the Sacramento area is a very scary situation. As I watched overhead film of lines of cars evacuating the area, it reminded me of some film I had seen of a dam failure in the central U.S. area and the damage it caused downstream. My wife and I talked about how horrible it would be to come home to a mess like that, especially with me being disabled and maybe not being able to get out in the first place. It also made me think of the joke about the guy stuck on his roof in a flood, praying to God to save him. Pretty soon a man in a motorboat came by for him and he said, "God will save me." Then a person in a canoe came by and he said, "God will save me." Then a helicopter came and dropped down a rope. The man said, "God will save me." Well, he drowned and went to heaven, and he asked God, "Why didn't you save me?" God said, "I sent a motorboat, a canoe, and a helicopter." Well, I hope you all had a good Valentine's Day and pray that no one ended up with an arrow through their heart. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.